Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and today's show features music from the horror films that gave some of today's biggest actors and directors their first big breaks. We started off today's show with Ronald Stein's theme for 1963's The Terror, which alongside Roger Corman's other production, A Little Shop of Horrors, gave Jack Nicholson a chance to appear on the big screen. But let's stick with Roger Corman for a moment, as not only did he start out the careers of so many other actors, but directors as well, including Francis Ford Coppola, who directed Dementia 13 in 1963 for the producer. And we'll hear Ronald Stein's main title for that movie, which will actually make it the third track by that composer you'll have heard today, for not only did he write the score for The Terror, he is also responsible for the theme song used at the beginning of the show every week. And in this next set, we'll also hear music from 1971's Duel, which was directed by Steven Spielberg, James Cameron's 1981 debut Piranha 2, and a Tangerine Dream track from Catherine Bigelow's 1987 vampire movie Near Dark. And even though he only directed one movie, it was a gothic horror doozy, we'll hear actor Charles Laughton narrating a piece of music by Walter Schumann from his 1955 classic Night of the Hunter, starring Robert Mitchum. But first, here's Ronald Stein with the main title from Dementia 13.
Secure from all alarms.
What's wrong with John? He hates the stranger. That's curious. Everyone else in Precept's Landing finds him wonderful and shining with righteousness. Everyone else knows Preacher as a man of the Lord. But John senses upon his evil tattooed hands the scent of greed, the scent of evil, the scent of murder. But is it fair of John to be so selfish? Not to want his pretty widowed mother to be charmed and courted by such a suitor. Lonely, widowed Willa, pretty Willa.
Hello.
poor young widow trying to take care of her poor orphaned lambs. An impudent, sassy John hates the charming stranger who would help her.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mondo Hollywood's Horror Debut Special on UMFM. From New Zealand, that was The Remnants and their title track for director Peter Jackson's 1987 movie Bad Taste. The lead singer of that band, Mike Minette, also starred alongside Jackson in the super low-budget movie about their fight against aliens harvesting humans for food. In the 1970s, after the success of The Exorcist, films about Satan were all the rage, and the 1978 sequel to The Omen was responsible for actor Meshach Taylor's first role on screen. But the financial success of movies like Halloween and Black Christmas gave rise to the slasher, and 1980's Friday the 13th introduced the theme of a summer camp killer, as well as Kevin Bacon. And in this next set, we'll hear music from the 80s movies that gave Jason Alexander, Ted Danson, Johnny Depp, and Jennifer Connelly some of their very first roles. We'll also hear the trailer of Tom Hanks' very first movie from 1980 called He Knows You're Alone. But first, let's hear Jerry Goldsmith's menacing end title for Damien, Omen 2.
Alone. Joyce. Nancy. Amy. Tricia. Joan. Debbie. On the night before her wedding, every girl is frightened. And this time, there's good reason. He knows you're alone.
I know who the next girl is. Never mind how. I just know who it is.
On the night before the wedding, he knows you're alone. And it's going to be for the very last time.
Camp not far from here, just across the lake. It was called Camp Blackfoot. No one goes there anymore. Everything burnt down. This camp had a caretaker. His name was Cropsey. Now, this Cropsey was a sadist, and he got real pleasure out of hurting people, scaring them. And he had these garden shears. Kind with long, thin blades. He carried them all the time, wherever he went. And he had this kind of demonic way of looking at you. One time, Cropsey really went after this kid from Brooklyn. Followed him around night and day. He made this kid's life living hell. But this time he chose the wrong guy. because the kid and some of his buddies had planned a little prank. Only problem was, the gag went wrong. The next thing anyone knows, Cropsy's trapped alive and burning in his bunk. They try to get him out, but the fire's so fierce they can't reach him. All they can do is stand outside and listen to him cry out in agony. They say he smashed his way through the bunk room door, just a mass of flames. And as he burned alive, he cried out, "I will return! I will have my revenge!" They never found his body. He survived. He lives on whatever he can catch. Eats them raw, alive. No longer human. Right now, he's out there, watching, waiting. Don't look. He'll see you. Don't move. He'll hear you. Don't breathe. You're dead!
From 1987's Return to Whore High, which featured George Clooney, that was a band called Pleasant Company and a track called Scary Movies. And unfortunately, that track isn't as high quality as I'd like, but the vinyl EP can be pretty hard to find. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood today. Before we leave, let's hear more music from the early whore careers of Jennifer Aniston, with the main title of 1992's Leprechaun, and then the two-for-one special of Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger in 1994's The Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Next Generation. And then we'll end the show with Paul Rudd's role in the sixth Halloween film, The Curse of Michael Myers, and a track from 2000's Psycho Beach Party, which featured Amy Adams. But let's start the set with a really great song by Andy Preboy, one-time member of Wall of Voodoo, called Nearer to Morning, from 1989's Cutting Class, which gave Brad Pitt his first major movie role. Thanks again for listening. I hope you'll tune in again next week for some more scary movie music.
It's getting near.
Thank you.